综合模拟演练九，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Excuse me, I was told I could find Dr. Johnson here.
And you have.
Text 2.
Excuse me, do you know where the Browns live?
Yes, it's the third house on the right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Text 3.
See, you didn't attend the department meeting yesterday either.
I had an appointment with Professor Smith, which I couldn't miss. Text 4. So, what do you think of it?
It's fantastic.
It needs a lot doing to it, though. What about the kitchen?
It's too dark. Browns, blues, and reds. You could do with something brighter.
Text 5.
Excuse me, are you waiting to buy concert tickets?
Yes, I am. So are all these people in front of me.
Have you been here long?
About 45 minutes. I've moved forward a total of about 3 feet in that time.
C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六七题。
Are you going to Jane's birthday party, George?
Yes, I received her invitation yesterday. Are you going tomorrow, Nina?
Yes, of course. I wouldn't miss her birthday party for anything.
Could you tell me what I should take as a birthday present?
I was going to ask you the same question. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go shopping and choose whatever she likes.
Good idea.
Are you going to Jane's birthday party, George?
Yes, I received her invitation yesterday. Are you going tomorrow, Nina?
Yes, of course. I wouldn't miss her birthday party for anything.
Could you tell me what I should take as a birthday present?
I was going to ask you the same question. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go shopping and choose whatever she likes.
Good idea.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Hello, Peter. What are you doing here?
watching the 200-meter race.
Oh, who came in first?
Jim, of course. He ran extremely well. How's Jack getting on in the high jump?
Fine. He's just cleared 1.75 meters, and it's his turn to jump again. Do stay and watch for a while.
Okay, let's cheer him on. Jack, well done. He's cleared 1.78.
Good. Our class has got 6 first places already.
Let's go and congratulate them.
Hello, Peter. What are you doing here?
Watching the 200-meter race.
Oh, who came in first?
Jim, of course. He ran extremely well. How's Jack getting on in the high jump?
Fine. He's just cleared 1.75 meters, and it's his turn to jump again. Do stay and watch for a while.
Okay, let's cheer him on. Jack, well done. He's cleared 1.78.
Good. Our class has got 6 first places already.
Let's go and congratulate them.
Hey, Fred.
Where are you going this summer?
I'm going to work on a boat.
Sounds good. I'll be working nearby on the coast.
What are you planning to do on the coast?
My uncle owns a restaurant there, so I'll be working as a waiter at night. I have to save a lot of money for the next school year. Maybe we can get together and go to the beach this summer, since we'll be living near each other.
That sounds good. I'll be working on a boat during July, and I won't return to shore for the entire month. But in June and later in August, I'll be working in the lab, and I could drive up and see you.
Okay. My uncle tells me June is the best time to go there, before the town gets too crowded with tourists. Call me before you leave tomorrow, and I'll give you a phone number where I can be reached this summer.
Hey, Fred.
Where are you going this summer?
I'm going to work on a boat.
Sounds good. I'll be working nearby on the coast.
What are you planning to do on the coast?
My uncle owns a restaurant there, so I'll be working as a waiter at night. I have to save a lot of money for the next school year. Maybe we can get together and go to the beach this summer, since we'll be living near each other.
That sounds good. I'll be working on a boat during July, and I won't return to shore for the entire month. But in June and later in August, I'll be working in the lab, and I could drive up and see you.
Okay. My uncle tells me June is the best time to go there, before the town gets too crowded with tourists. Call me before you leave tomorrow, and I'll give you a phone number where I can be reached this summer.
Aren't we supposed to go to the movies with Alice and Bill tonight?
Yes. I told them we'd meet them at the mall at 7:30.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have told them we could go tonight. I have all this homework to do.
I was really looking forward to seeing this movie. Can I do something to help you?
That would be great. Could you help me with these math problems?
I think so. If I can remember what I learned in school, it was a long time ago, you know.
Aren't we supposed to go to the movies with Alice and Bill tonight?
Yes, I told them we'd meet them at the mall at 7:30.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have told them we could go tonight. I have all this homework to do.
I was really looking forward to seeing this movie. Can I do something to help you?
That would be great. Could you help me with these math problems?
I think so. If I can remember what I learned in school, it was a long time ago, you know.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mary.Welcome to Happy Time. Today, we're talking about the most unforgettable moments in your life. Now, I'd like to share my story first. Well, after I'd finished university, I applied to a local company, but I was offered a good position in their overseas branch. The salary was excellent, but I soon got homesick. Fortunately, I managed to get a week's holiday.I arrived the day before my birthday, and my father and sister met me at the airport. They both seemed very excited, so I thought they had bought me a really expensive present. Suddenly, my sister said that she had a big surprise waiting for me. When we got home, they told me to close my eyes. I did so, and I opened them. There, in front of me, was my cousin Janet.I burst into tears when I hugged her. You see, she'd gone missing in Africa a few months earlier, and we'd all thought. But we never lost hope. The embassy said her chance was slim. Luckily, they were wrong. It was the best birthday present I could have wished for.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mary. Welcome to Happy Time.Today we're talking about the most unforgettable moments in your life. Now I'd like to share my story first. Well, after I'd finished university, I applied to a local company, but I was offered a good position in their overseas branch. The salary was excellent, but I soon got homesick. Fortunately, I managed to get a week's holiday. I arrived the day before my birthday.And my father and sister met me at the airport. They both seemed very excited, so I thought they had bought me a really expensive present. Suddenly, my sister said that she had a big surprise waiting for me. When we got home, they told me to close my eyes. I did so, and I opened them. There in front of me was my cousin Janet.I burst into tears when I hugged her. You see, she'd gone missing in Africa a few months earlier, and we'd all thought, but we never lost hope. The embassy said her chance was slim. Luckily, they were wrong. It was the best birthday present I could have wished for.